T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michigan State is 14-2. They are 5-0 in the Big Ten. They've won 9 in a row, and they will head to Penn State this weekend for a Sunday afternoon tilt with the Nittany Lions. Joining us now is their Hall of Fame head coach, Tom Izzo, here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tom, Happy New Year. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
We're good.
We are great. Thanks for joining us. Do you ever sleep during the regular season? I always get the sense you're recruiting, you're at high school games, you got your team to worry about. What is the average night of sleep for Tom Izzo in the middle of the
season? I don't know. I was out last night. I got in about 1:30. I was on a recruiting trip. So, you know what? It's no different than your guys' jobs. You know, you guys get up early. And
it's different.
You get to go to bed early, but I always say sleeping's for dead people, so when I'm dead, I'll well sleep, and might as well enjoy life a little bit.
The difference is Jamie and I will never see any type of a Hall of Fame, probably.
No. I would.
I'm not sure about that, guys. You do a great job in your job, and we just try to do the same in ours. But it's been an interesting year so far. You know, we've had a good start, and hopefully starts are good, but finishes are better.
Now, I was discussing this with some friends last night at dinner, and somebody brought up the point, and I don't know if you can say that this early in the season yet or halfway through the season, but you guys lose, you know, 2 lottery picks, Jackson and Bridges. It appears that you're better. How is that possible?
Well, first of all, I don't think that's true. You know, we got the identical record we had last year, I think, right now, and I think there's 2 major factors that, you know, we ended up winning 30 games, and that's only happened 2 or 3 times in the history of our school. But number one, on a negative side, you know, last year was a tough year up here with all the outside things that everybody went through, and that had a major impact on everybody here. And so it was hard on our kids and hard on other people. So, you know, I it's hard for me to judge last year. It was such a different year in a lot of ways, but to go 30-5 is an incredible season. I think on the positive side of this year, you know, sometimes they talk about experience being as good or better than talent. I'm not sure it is, but what we have now is we have 3 juniors in Winston, of course, and Ward, and as soon as we get Langford healthy again, we have, you know, a couple seniors and Goins and McQuaid that are healthy. You know, the year before they had missed the whole summer. And so, you know, instead of having 4 freshmen or 4 sophomores and a freshman, we actually got some experience and some people that have been through the wars. So, you know, I think they've played together a long time, and that has helped.
We're talking to Tom Izzo here on 97.1 The Ticket. Tom, you are a, I think, demanding coach. I think people understand that about you following your career. And certain players respond to that better than others do. I got to tell you, from the outside, I didn't think that Nick Ward was necessarily the kind of player who would get better and better under the kind of the crucible that you and your coaching staff put him through. But he has responded. He has improved each year. And the maturation from last year to this year is startling to me. Now, I'm sure that's not the case to you or your staff, but talk about how he has responded to the coaching, obviously getting in better shape. He's doing all the little things that you have demanded that he do early on when maybe you didn't give him the minutes that Stoney and I were begging of him to be out on the floor.
Well, you're right. You know, the problem with the world right now is there is a process to do your job, to do my job, or to do their job. And I say this, you know, some jealous, some real, some, I don't know what it is, but, you know, Duke and Kentucky have kind of, when I say hurt the process, you know, when every freshman goes there, but you got to remember, they're starting the top 4 or 5 freshmen in the whole country. You know, Nick Ward was barely a top 100 kid. And so there is a process. And I think most kids do conform to some kind of discipline in whatever way. And to be successful, that's the way of the world. You know, you guys had to sacrifice to get to where you got. It's just that now we're in an instant gratification society. So I'm pleased. In fact, there's nothing better than to watch, whether it's your own kids or your players, develop and mature, you know, do better in school, do better off the court, do better on the court, do better taking care of their bodies. All those things are part of the process that society doesn't want to let them have, and sometimes it's more unfair to them. So being a demanding coach is really a myth. Anybody's got to be demanding. If you're trying to win championships, if you're trying to get to the NBA, if you're trying to do things that less than 0.5% of the country get to do, it's going to be demanding. So I sometimes, guys, take offense to that, meaning I listen to what people say, and I look at some of the guys that have done it year in, year out, and there's a demanding part of that, sacrificing part of that, and Nick Ward has done an unbelievable job of growing each year, but I think he's taken the biggest jump since last year to this year.
I don't know if he's an NBA player. To me, it doesn't make a difference, but everybody seems to say that anytime I watch you guys play, Cassius Winston is becoming the best point guard in the country. Is that too far of a stretch, or is that accurate in your mind?
Well, it's a big statement, and I don't really get to judge everybody, but I know he's my best point guard. I say that he, too, has really grown. You know, he's changed his body. He's changed his conditioning. He's gotten better defensively. He's better pushing the ball up. What Cassius is, that's different than most people, is he's so smart on and off the court. You know, in the classroom, he's a very smart kid. And on the court, he's a very smart kid. But he, too, has learned that, you know, the extra work, the sacrificing you do, and is separates the good from the great, the great from the elite. And he's made some incredible growth, I think, in the last year. And some of it is just simple things like staying up here and lifting more and eating better and all the things that that the great players do.
Is he that guy, Tom? Obviously you have been tied in your career to guys like Mateen and Draymond and Allen Anderson, guys who almost like were extensions of you on the floor. Your best teams seem to feature those guys. Is Cassius that kind of a player?
Well, he's different than that. You know, like you guys stated earlier, some guys respond to some things, some guys to the other. But, really, if a coach is holding somebody accountable, it's because he probably believes that he has a chance to be special. You know, Judd used to have a saying, DWW, don't waste words. If a guy isn't capable of that, you know, don't drive yourself nuts or him nuts. Cassius Winston, kind of the sky's the limit. And to be great at this job in football, basketball, a quarterback's got to be an extension of the coach. It doesn't mean he has to have the same personality, but he has to have the same drive and the same, will to win. And I think that is what Cassius is really, him and I have really been on the same page. And, it's not always that way. I mean, it takes time, to do something that's special. And when you're trying to win a lot of games, trying to win a Big Ten championship, trying to compete for a national championship, maybe someday, as you say, Stoney, try to play in the NBA. Look how few people get to do any of those things. And he's starting to figure it out. And I think I've helped him in some areas, but I think he's helped me in some areas. And that makes it a real special good deal.
I'm not sure if you like it as much as the fans do, but in Ann Arbor, they have a pretty good team as well. Do you like the fact that this state now has two teams in the top six? And, I don't know if you want to say it's like a Tobacco Road thing. And the other thing with that is you have a lot of power. Why the hell do we have to wait till February 24th for you guys to play and then you play two times within like 12 days? It makes no freaking sense to me.
Boy, that was said very politely, and I couldn't agree, just like it made no sense that some years we only played once.
Yeah.
But you know what? Rivalries aren't rivalries if both teams aren't good. And sure, it's harder on the coaches. Sure, it's better for the fans, but I think it's better for the college game. Everybody waits for the Michigan-Ohio State football game over those years when Bo was here. Everybody waits for the Duke-Tobacco Road You know, there's not a lot of times that there's two teams in the same state, much less two teams in the same state that are both good in any sport. So, I think John has done a great job there, and they have a very, very good team. And it is kind of sad that we have to wait that long. It probably, and it's no fun to play them almost back-to-back. But, hey, the power you think I have, you better recalculate, because I don't have nearly as much as you think I have.
You're the longest tenured coach in the conference, right? I mean, you should have pull with Delaney.
That's like saying that, do you guys have bosses?
Yeah.
How much power do you have with them? Do you have wives? How much power do you have
That's the real boss. You're right.
There you go. I mean, we don't have as much power as we sometimes think.
Well, Tom, you've been at this for a while. I mean, if you keep coaching, the Big Ten will have 25 teams, and you'll be playing Michigan once a year, and the Big Ten tournament will be out in Tempe or something like that, right?
Hey, God bless that. I mean, I've seen it grow, but you know, this is a good time for the Big Ten in general. You know, it's, I mean, last year we had four teams ranked in the top 10 at one time. We're maybe not as top heavy, but I think our middle and bottom is so much better than any year I've been in this league. So, you know, there's arguably seven teams been ranked. There's 10 teams that they say have NCAA, you know, good chance of getting the NCAA tournament. That is phenomenal, and I think it's a credit to the whole league. So, John and I will keep doing our part. The rest of the league has done an incredible job, too.
Well, the Lions, Red Wings, Pistons, and Tigers are all struggling, so we sure appreciate Michigan State and Michigan basketball right now. Tom, thanks for the time this morning. I know you're real busy.
Right,
hopefully,
guys,
we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Izzo joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.